Welcome back, listeners, to Unraveling Travel Yarns. This will be our episode 7, our final episode. This is coming home and life at home since we've been back.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think we decided to walk back into Canada.
Yeah, across the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, so we flew into Buffalo, which had a few hour delay already, and then took a cab and crossed back by foot. And it's funny because my mom had said, oh, I'm going to be on the other side of that bridge. And if you're late or if you don't come back, I'm bringing my passport. I'm going to pull you across to the Canadian side. And as we were walking, it was, I mean, we had great times, just the two of us doing that, reflecting like the 15 months has gone by and here we are at Niagara Falls once again. And then we see the two figures coming and I remember thinking like, those look like my parents. And then all of a sudden I hear my mom screaming my name and running towards us. And yeah, that was just a really, probably the best welcome back.
Yeah, and also part of the reason for choosing Niagara Falls is I grew up in Niagara area. I don't know if listeners know this, but yeah, it's just kind of a special experience for me. It's an area I grew up in. It's one of the first tourist attractions, if you will, that I remember seeing as a child. And it was just really special seeing that as we're walking across and back onto Canadian soil. It's pretty iconic sight to see.
And it is home.
Yeah, like, it is home.
I mean, it's home for me because it's Canada, but it's home for you because it's where you grew up.
Yeah. So we've been home for about 3 months now, and yeah, time is just going by pretty fast. And so we're going to chat about, the Canadian culture shock, I guess, coming back.
Yeah, people joke like, oh, it's going to be the biggest culture shock you have going home. And it's like, but it's true. It has been a difficult time for us to adjust back into the lifestyle that we had.
Even just North America as well. Like when we spent about a week and a half in the States, in Florida with my family. And just it felt different. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Maybe it's the consumerism. Maybe it's because it was around the time of Christmas. It's hard for me to characterize the difference between, you know, even just Europe and North America, but
it was more selfish or something.
Yeah, everyone's kind of, go, 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 and in their own world, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, so when we came home, it was December.
Yeah, so just right at the start of the winter season, and now here we are recording this in the middle of a snowstorm, and a lot of people might not like that, but I think we've come to embrace the winter because...
I've always loved the winter.
We missed it last year, though, so it's just kind of... Yeah. It's nice to see the snow, it's nice to skate again and do the cross-country skiing in the countryside.
And then December, even though technically we were home, we were still on the road because we split the month between my parents and your mom. So we were still living out of our backpacks, basically, right? We weren't settled yet.
Slowly sifting through some of the things we had stored as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting because we had more or less cut our belongings in half before putting it in storage and thinking like, oh, we just got rid of a lot. But now after living for over a year with just the things on your back, like, why do I have all of this extra stuff? So we're able to sift again through and cut out what we don't think we need.
Yeah. You always hang on to things. You think you'll need them one day, but then after, traveling and, using pretty well everything we had in that backpack, right? Aside from maybe like a nice shirt for special occasions, we used pretty well everything, on a weekly basis. So coming home and seeing a shirt that you haven't worn in like 5 years.
Yeah. It's like, why did I keep that?
So we did another purge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we came home in December, that was right around the holiday rush and, the culture, like a bye. Like, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah. It was kind of different coming back to that.
Yeah, I don't want anything.
We absolutely didn't want anything at all, except for maybe some socks, like just very useful things that you wouldn't typically ask for, but I guess.
Yeah, that was hard. It's like, I know people want to give. But I don't want it to be wasteful. I don't want you to waste your money. I don't want to waste product.
Yeah.
I want actually to receive, if I'm going to receive, I want to be able to use it.
Yeah. More so necessities and like good experiences, I think, is what we've come to realize are more important, I guess, to give as gifts.
Yeah.
And also receive. I think we would love to receive things like that.
Yeah. Well, I think we've always kind of done that just between you and I.
Yeah.
For like birthday while we were dating, you took me to the War Horse.
The War Horse, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah, we've always liked that kind of thing.
And then also because we're coming back around the Christmas time, we just remember we also have to include like other people in our schedule. Like for 15 months, it was just kind of worrying about ourselves, maybe the odd video chat with friends or family. But now coming back all of a sudden, it's like, when are you coming to see me? Or when?
Yeah. Now we're, like we said, we split the month in half between sides of the family. But while we're there, what are we doing with our time?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to spend time with everybody, but it was just hard adjusting my brain to realize that, oh, there is more than just us. A little bit, like that sounds selfish, I guess, but it's just to balance everybody and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a different way. I guess back to the way that we were used to before.
Yeah. And you had some interesting thoughts when we were watching some Christmas movies, particularly It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. They were playing it in theaters in Niagara Falls.
Right.
So we went to it, and that's the first time I've seen it on a big screen. And, like, I think that's my favorite Christmas movie. And
absolutely,
usually
yeah.
from, like, beginning to end, it's just you're filled with this joy and tears. And I would say, 90% of the time, usually, I'm tearing up.
Yeah, bawling.
If not bawling.
Yeah.
And I didn't this year.
Yeah, it wasn't that much of a big deal, I guess. I don't know.
It was still a beautiful story. Uh-huh. But I remember after we got home to your mom's,
uh-huh.
we sat downstairs and I said, why am I experiencing this story differently? And I think maybe at the end, you know, when everybody's coming and giving him all the money to help him out of this situation that they have found themselves in. We've experienced that this year, that people have helped us in ways that we could never repay them.
Yeah.
And which is what's happening to George Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not this crazy idea and this crazy movement that I guess maybe a lot of people haven't experienced. Like, I'm not sure, but I've felt that love from other people. I've felt that joy. And it's just like, oh, it's nice that this is happening for him too. I still had a tear, but not crying as much as I usually am. Because I've had the opportunity to reflect on myself as well. Am I doing this for other people?
Yeah.
So it's,
And I guess the flip side is we got to travel the world, unlike George Bailey, poor guy.
Maybe. He didn't, like we've gone through with our dreams.
It was kind of a one or the other, and he felt staying home was not as worthwhile, but in the end, it is.
You appreciate everything that you have.
Yeah.
Right? And I think we have come to appreciate more everything that we do have.
Yeah, and how much of an impact you have on other people's lives as well.
And what they have on yours.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
So, yeah.
So it wasn't something that we had to remember. It's we knew it. I guess something else that was difficult coming back is kind of the welcoming words from people.
Some were not so welcoming. It's
or
interesting.
It's so good to see you, but, you know, like, you guys did amazing things, and it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, you won't experience that again. It's just,
I mean, I think we're still young people. I hope I have a ton of life ahead of me.
Yeah.
And if it's all downhill from here, I mean, I feel right now pretty good. So if we go downhill, I hope we have a long way to go till we hit the bottom. But I don't want this to be the highlight of our lives. I want a lot to work towards.
We
want to
carry that momentum forward.
And
continue.
Yeah. And then I think another thing that I was talking and reflecting with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, it's nice to know that I don't need much, talking about the life of the backpack,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, that's all gonna change because you have to go back to the grind. And it was just like with this bitterness in this mouth, and thinking, if you are so unhappy, if this is what you feel has to happen, why do you still do it?
I don't know. I don't have the answers.
It's just interesting.
Yeah, another thing is we would be talking to people and they would say, have you been to this place? Or if you had been to that place, did you go specifically here? And if we hadn't, it would be like, no, you should have gone there.
The other 15 months is in the garbage.
Yeah, all those other countries, all those other things that you decided upon doing, they're worthless. So why didn't you do that specific thing if you had 15 months, you know? And it's, it's hard. Because we didn't travel for other people, we traveled for ourselves, and that's all there is to it.
I think we've taken those comments with a grain of salt, but it's just thinking about the words that they said. It's interesting that this is kind of some of the things that come up.
Yeah, and this hasn't been everyone we've dealt with as well. These are
just a couple
very small
passive
amount
comments.
Of people.
Yeah.
And then settling back into Toronto, we came back early January. back into our old place here. And we haven't really felt too rushed to jump back into work, specifically yourself.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I've worked a day, and that was nice to get back to it.
You're filling in. Yeah.
Filling in. But it's nice because we talked a lot while we were traveling about the things that I would want or that we would want coming back home. So now actually I have the opportunity and the time to apply them to my life. So focusing a bit more on things that interest me, different relationships, hobbies, like trying to learn a little bit of Spanish, even though I don't have an upcoming trip to a Spanish country, but just
You see the value in learning different languages and pushing yourself to get outside the comfort zone in your comfort zone.
Yeah,
I suppose, you know, like always trying to learn and make yourself better. So that's been great. And also when we were traveling, we talked about not going through all of our funds so as to we would have this flexibility upon returning that we could find the right job, we could find the right fit for both of us, right?
So that we wouldn't be desperate.
Yeah, so we wouldn't just take the first thing that came and be miserable in that grind.
Yeah. I guess now it's like our trip is done and people talk about, you know, downhill from here. But we've been adjusting the ideas of what we're going to do with our finances. So sure, we go back to work. What are we working towards now?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we spent about 3 years right after getting married, just saving pretty well every penny we have to go on a trip like this. So now, like, what is it that we want to save for? And I think the both of us are very good at saving and squirreling away money. Yeah, we have adjusted our goals and we know we want to start saving again and we have some ideas, but we just want to create that flexibility and be open to new things. And I think we don't see ourselves in the city of Toronto for...
Forever.
Forever, I guess. Yeah, for long term, I suppose is the best way to put it. We don't have a specific timeline, but... Yeah, maybe we're looking around 5 years or something like that. But yeah, that could change and we're open to it changing, right?
Yeah.
So we're in a good situation now to work, to save, to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. So we'll go from there.
Yeah, and it's been nice since being home, having the same bed, not only sharing, but having the same mattress every night and the same pillow every night. And, you know, all of our clothes are in, have a home and everything has a spot. I like that. I mean, I was okay and happy with backpack, but it's nice knowing that everything has a spot.
Yeah, when we were traveling, there was a bit of an adjustment period, getting used to different beds every night or the different light that would happen. But now it's all very controlled and you know what you're getting at.
We've tailored our room to ourselves. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then the same with like the kitchen, the spices I think we mentioned before, maybe not having salt. And it's like now we have our spice rack back. That's one of the things I want to be more comfortable with is being in the kitchen because I like food and I want to be able to experiment more with that. So I've been enjoying our time back cooking.
Having those spices, those dry stuffs in the cupboard, making like MasterChef quality meals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Renee's been really knocking it out of the park, guys. I'm telling you.
Which is like, if someone had met me 10 years ago, I'd be like, I do not believe you at all. I have created probably some of the worst meals as well. So I think I'm doing very well for myself.
Yeah, and just being back in a regular rhythm is great as well. Yeah, we're on that same time zone. We're going to sleep pretty well at the same time, waking up pretty well at the same time. And it's been good for our bodies, for everything.
Yeah, and it's been nice having the time focusing our goals, like focusing on different goals, like this podcast. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about small business ideas. And then again, with like the cooking, the hobbies, recipes.
We feel like now's the time to start exploring those business ideas or things like this podcast and just developing our skills. I think it's an important thing to do if we have the time, or even if we don't have the time, we should make the time, I think.
So it's nice. Something that has surprised me and disappointed me since being home, I thought it would be easier to connect with people, different friends that we haven't seen for a long time. And I think maybe we just forgot about what kind of a lifestyle. Like, it's just like a busy lifestyle.
Right.
You know, it'd be nice to go out for coffee, but I have this and this and this to do.
Yeah.
And that was a hard adjustment, I think, for...
I mean, we weren't expecting a welcome home parade or anything like that. But we thought there would be maybe more people reaching out once they realized we were home. Yeah, it was just, it was tough to deal with the fact that everyone, I mean, we came back around Christmas time, so everyone's busy. You don't know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, it could be more reason than just I'm busy, but...
Exactly. So.
But it was a bit of an adjustment to realize just because we're in the same country doesn't mean we're going to see each other.
Yeah.
And then I think there's like lots of random things that have happened.
Yeah, some like fun things, yeah.
That have been kind of weird since coming home. I have had a hard time talking with people in full sentences. Because most of the time, I've only had Nick to talk to.
Yeah.
So I don't have to fully say what I'm thinking because he knows,
yeah.
You know, what I'm trying to tell him. So I'll talk with other people and then I can see them staring at me like, what are you trying to say? And I have this moment of, have I forgotten how to speak? Because I'm just able to communicate with you in multiple ways. Like right now I'm trying to show you what I'm saying with my shoulders moving. And I mean, you get it, but do other people get it?
I can also read your mind though. That's true.
Yeah. That's a good power you have.
Another thing that's pretty funny, anytime we would see anyone with a Toronto Blue Jays ball cap or any sort of Canadian apparel, we would just kind of light up and smile and try and make conversation as well with those people on the road.
Nice hat.
And I guess the adjustment is we would continue to do that for the next couple of months. I think even still, I see people with hats on and them.
I smile at
them. I smile like a crazy person.
Yeah. Hi. And they just look at me like, why are you smiling? I'm like beaming. Nice hat.
Yeah, we're still getting used to that.
And then I guess maybe, I don't know, a good thing. We don't feel that once we wear our clothes, after one day have to put it in the hamper, you know, we're a little bit more lenient on what makes it dirty.
Right. Yeah, it depends on the activity.
And depends on the item as well, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But for the most part, I think I'm a little bit more lenient. And because I'm at home, so it's only you who has to see me wear the same sweater how many days in a row.
Multiple days with pants and sweaters. It's fine to do. And I think more people should do that. You know, keep it out of the wash for a little bit longer. Unless, the smell test, of course.
And then like you said about coming home to snow.
Yeah.
It's nice. I know everyone says like, oh, I can't wait for the snow to go. But I like it. I've always liked snow.
It's just kind of the in-between in the city, which is kind of...
Like the slushy?
The slushy part. Cause
yeah, it's a bit tricky.
In this area, they tend to salt a lot. And yeah, the salt gets on your boots. Or it just gets sloppy. And I don't like the sloppiness.
Yeah.
I like either snow or I like the rain.
Not kind snow.
Not snow. You know, the in-between is the part I don't like. At least about the city. Anyways.
Right. And then it was nice as well, I guess, being home, feeling that you have this safety net about being home. Because now we're home, we have our health care. I mean, we had travel insurance, but there still would be a lot more steps in that if something were to happen. But you feel a little bit more protected here.
Yeah.
And with my benefits as well, because I kept paying my union dues. So we're still under that umbrella.
Yeah.
I mean, our bodies did hurt from having our backpacks on for so long. So we'd go for acupuncture and...
Massages
and just getting our health back to, not that I didn't think we were unhealthy, but to set our bodies straight again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's handy to have.
It is handy to have.
One thing I guess maybe we missed about being in Toronto was just seeing all the diversity as well. And we talked a little bit about this, you know. Yeah, it's a very multicultural city and any type of food you want, you can find in Toronto as well. And just nice seeing...
People living together.
People living together, yeah. The city's not perfect, you know, I just like seeing all that, and we didn't see it too much in the countries we visited. I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, I think that was something that was kind of shocking to me on the road. It's like, this country and this city is this.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of mixture.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in South America, you'd have kind of more Spanish looking, and then the indigenous as well. So there would be that kind of divide, but then maybe you'd see it a little bit in Australia, but it wasn't, there wasn't the variety of people, I guess, is how I want to say it. And so...
A little bit in Europe as well.
Yeah,
a little bit. Pockets of multicultural. Again, with the not being able to speak to others other than Nick. Can't find my proper words.
Also, being on the road, if you told someone you were Canadian, immediately you'd have just like people beam because they loved Canadians. And I'm not quite sure if it's because they had great experiences with Canadians or just the reputation worldwide is fairly good. Everyone seemed to love our prime minister as well and how he takes selfies.
Yeah.
He just seems like a down-to-earth guy. We won't get into politics, but people seem to like him on the global stage.
Yeah. And then the people that we met, knowing that we're Canadians, it just seemed to open this conversation.
Yeah.
Right? People wanted to talk to us because of our nationality, which was, it was really nice. I think something else, having mentioned before ever, that since being back, people as well have been like, oh, so you must be sick of each other. Have we ever talked about that on this?
I think briefly on another episode, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just something else. I mean, I remember the first weekend we were back in Toronto.
Yeah, and you
And I was going back to Orillia because I was meeting a friend. And you were going to Niagara, and that was hard to say goodbye to you. I mean, we're only going to be gone for 2 days, but I remember hugging you goodbye and saying, I'll see you in a couple of days, and that was hard to do. And I'm really thankful that it was hard to do. Because we spend so much time together, you know, sometimes you want to just have your own time, but we don't.
No.
You're stuck with me, I guess.
I guess we're meant to be. It survived the 15-month travel test, so I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so too.
But we're very happy. Happy to be home. Happy to see loved ones again, friends, family. Yeah, we're really looking forward to the future.
Whatever that holds for us, yeah.
Getting back at it, saving our money again. And coming up with a new adventure, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
So we thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this podcast. It's been really fun to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really enjoy the feedback as well and the questions that everyone's been asking us about it.
And and it's been great for us to have this platform to reflect on what this trip has been for us.
Yeah.
And how it's impacted us. And it's actually made us take time to reflect on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of therapeutic in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.